Log Talk Radio.
Hello? Am I on? Omega. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh, yeah. I'm the music major.
Hallelujah to God. Right there in the midst of it. Because there's glory coming after this. Come on, somebody. We thank God for you coming in tonight, entering in with us tonight here on MCI Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host for tonight, Bishop Thurman A. Butler. Amen. Undisputed Truth Ministries. Amen. In Ranco, Virginia. Amen. We are so grateful and honored to have you to tune in as we approach a new year. Therefore, I'd like to say Happy New Year from Bishop and Pastor Butler and the Undisputed Truth family to you. May you have a blessed year to come. Amen. To God be the glory. We're not going to take long, but I tell you, you ought to praise him. You ought to praise him right in the middle of it. Isaac Carey told us the answer. You can fix it with your praise. Amen. To God be the glory. I'm going to talk tonight with a little encouragement out of the book of 2 Kings, chapter 6. And we're going to close out in a small portion of chapter 7. And if I can encourage you tonight, I want to let you know that in 2021, it's done. And I'm not just rhyming now. I know it rhymes, but in 2021, it's done. And I want to put in your spirit tonight some things you have to put them into this year. Some things God is going to put into this year. Some things that you seen last year, you shall see them no more. Amen. To God be the glory. Can you enter into the word of God with me tonight? Amen. 2 Kings chapter 6. Amen. I'm going to begin reading at the 8th verse. There you'll find the story of Elisha and the Syrians. The Bible declares that then the king of Syria warred against Israel. Is anybody going through a battle? Maybe all last year has been a hard fight fought battle for you. Maybe the last 5 years you've been warring and fighting and warring and fighting. Glory be to God. Maybe, glory be to God, you've been warring longer than you can remember. But I want to encourage you as you come up to this year. This king of Syria warred against Israel. And he took counsel with his servants, saying, in such and such place shall be my camp. But God had given the camp to his children of Israel. And sometimes in life, glory to God, the enemy is going to come. He's going to come at you. He's going to come for what God gave you. He's going to come for what God did for you. And glory be to God. You have to be prepared, hallelujah, to stand on what God has given you. The Bible declares that we are to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as we know, our labor is not in vain in the Lord. He encouraged us that every place that the sole of our foot tread upon, that has he given unto us. Sometimes the enemy will disrespect what God has given you if you allow it. He'll come at it. He'll check you to make sure that you know that you know that you know you're in the right place with God. Hallelujah. He's going to come and see if you standing up by faith believing God. He's going to see if you operating by God's standards. He's going to see, glory be to God, just how much you honor what God has given you. You know, the Bible declares from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven, that's you and I, suffer violence, but the violent take it by force. And sometimes we're not militant enough. We're not prepared for battle, though we will never have to fight one. For the battle is not yours, it is the Lord. But you must first set yourself and prepare yourself. The enemy declared, that place is going to be mine. That's right, the place where you're operating in, the place where you're preaching from, the place where you're teaching from, the place where you're believing from, the place where you're praising from. Come on, somebody. The place where you're worshiping from. Good God Almighty. The enemy said, that's going to be mine, meaning I'm going to take it from you. Good God Almighty. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, beware that thou pass not such a place Don't you know that God has people of God with a word for you? That's why in 2021, you must remain faithful in the church. You must remain faithful in the face of the man or woman of God. You got to stick closer. Because when the enemy come for your stuff, hallelujah, they're going to show you how to escape. When you're every now and then churchgoer, every now and then Bible reader, every now and then prayer, glory to God, you place yourself in harm's way, people of God. He got in the face of the man of God. And the man of God said, beware that thou pass not such a place. For the Syrians are come down. How did he know? Because he's walking with God. How does she know? Because she's walking with God. The God Almighty. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of. And saved himself there. Good God Almighty. If you want to be saved from the attacks that's coming this year, if you want to be saved, glory be to God, hallelujah, of the things that you felt last year, if you want to be saved, glory be to God, hallelujah, from the war that you would have to go through year after year after year, you have to hear the man or woman of God. Take heed, glory be to God. Joseph, thou prosper. Praise God. Watch what he said. He said, he showed them the way he warned them, and it saved them there not once nor twice. But every time they needed direction, there was a word there for them. Do you know, when you obey the direction that God gives, you frustrate the enemy. When you follow the will of God, when you submit to the path that God has for you, glory be to God. When you submit to the word spoken in your spirit, you will frustrate the enemy. And yes, he may try to come at you more and more this year, but you got to tell yourself that 2021, hallelujah, this thing is done. Glory be to God. Oh, we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Glory to God. All the things that should be done and will be done. I declare and decree in your spirit, in your soul, hallelujah, that it shall be done in 21. Good God Almighty. The heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing. The enemy said, I set this up. And it was supposed to work on her. It was supposed to take him out. She was not supposed to get back up. How did he rise? How did he escape? Then he was troubled for this thing. He called all his demons and servants and agents. And he said unto him, I'm in verse 11. Will not show me which of us is for the king of Israel. He was saying, glory to God. One of y'all told. The enemy was saying, how did they know I was coming at them that way? Glory be to God. How did they know just when to leave? Glory to God. How did they know just when to fast? How did they know just when to praise? How did they know I was coming down that avenue at them? Glory be to God. You can frustrate the enemy's purpose. Glory be to God. When he come at you to war against you, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You won't even be there. Not where he thought you would be. To God be the glory. Good God Almighty. He said, which one of y'all is for the king of Israel? Good God Almighty. One of his servants said, none, we had nothing to do with the power he walking in. We had nothing to do with the revelation that she's getting. We don't know how she's seeing us from far away. He said, none, my Lord. Oh, King. But Elijah the prophet, Pastor so-and-so, the man of God. Evangelist so-and-so, the woman of God. Apostle so-and-so, the woman of God. Bishop so-and-so, the man of God. You see? He said, it's not us. But she walking with somebody. Glory be to God. Somebody that's helping her see us. And glory be to God. I want to let you know tonight that you know one can chase 1,000. But two can put 10,000 to flight. And with a word from God, you're more than a conqueror through him that loves you. Good God Almighty, and no weapon ever formed against you shall ever prosper, because greater is he that's within you than he that's in the world. Good God Almighty, sometimes you just got to position yourself in the right place. For that, you need the man or woman of God. He said, nobody told. But that prophet that is in Israel. Israel represents the church. The prophet that's in the church telleth the king of Israel, the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. People of God, I want to encourage you. Watch what you say. Watch your words. Because words are spirit. Hallelujah. God is a spirit. We walk in the spirit. Therefore, we don't have to be in the same place to hear your word. Come on, somebody. The Bible declares that we should be held accountable for every idle word that is spoken. And I want to encourage you in 2021. You got to line your words up. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. With the will of God. Line your words up with your faith. It's time to stop lining up your words only in church. Lining up your words only when you're having a spiritual conversation with somebody. Good God Almighty. But it's time to position yourself, glory be to God, where we speak the words that are seasoned, glory to God. And we speak the word that brings life. Good God Almighty. We speak the things that become sound doctrine. Good God Almighty. And your words line up with the word of God. Your words line up with the will of God for your life. We have to speak different. He said that God showed the man, woman of God, the word spoken in your bedchamber. And you'll be surprised, glory be to God. If God has purpose, God will reveal it. The enemy can't plot against you. The enemy was setting a plot. And he didn't understand how he got exposed. The Bible declares, be sober, be vigilant. For your adversary, the devil, he walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Can I tell you that walking about, he's not holding a parade. He doesn't have marching bands coming down the street. He's not bouncing on 14, letting you know, here I come. He walketh about means he is lurking. That walketh about means he is lurking. He's creeping. He's sneaking about, seeking whom he may devour. Just like he did in the garden. He didn't make enough noise for Adam to recognize he was dead. Enticing Eve. But he has a plot, and he may have got some things spoiled in 20. But in 2021, it shall not be done. He said, he heard your plot that you created in the bedchamber. And he said, well, you go spy. See, we don't have to spy. I just heard that in the Holy Ghost. I'm going to have to deviate for a second. Y'all go with me here. Somebody spying? It's the devil. Oh, glory be to God. I got to go down this road. I got to go. If they are spying on you, they are not sent from God. People that go around spying on people and carrying false witness is not of God. God don't spy on people. Let me move on. God don't have to spy. The Lord told him what was spoken. I need you to meet the phone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Habash Hatake. Hoyaramasa. Yes, Lord. Listen. God spoke. Hallelujah. In the bedchamber. Let him hear the words of the bedchamber. The enemy spied. Totally different. Don't you listen to no false report from people who've been spying on people and trying to bring that report to you and make you think it's God. How about Cynthia? I'm going to leave that one alone. But the enemy said, go and spy where he is. And I may send and fetch him. It was told him saying that he's in doping. So now here's the enemy coming to attack the leader. Can I tell you something? There's a price for leadership. Hallelujah. There's a price for releasing knowledge. There's a price for releasing wisdom. There's a price, glory be to God, for saving souls. It's going to cost you something sometime, but to God be the glory. We don't fear. Good God Almighty. I want to go ahead of myself. And it is going to cost something. But we don't fear. I got you. I feel in my spirit. I got to jump one more place while I'm right here. I'm just following the Holy Ghost tonight. I just want to just quote something from over in Hebrews 13. Glory be to God. Hebrews 13. Mm-hmm. The Bible declares, it says, that be content with such things as you have. For it has been said unto thee, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So that thou may boldly say, the Lord is my help. Y'all don't hear me. I'm gonna quote this scripture again later for you. It just jumped in my spirit. That the Lord is my help. Good God Almighty. And sometimes you don't have to worry about your situation if you know that the Lord is your help. He plotted and he wanted to make him pay for helping the children of Israel escape. He said, go fetch him. And verse 14 says that therefore, since he's there, horses, chariots, a great host of people, and they came by night and compassed the city about. They knew he was there. But the Bible says, though a host may encamp round about me, my heart shall not fear. The war may rise, and this will I be confident. The enemy thought he had him just like he believed he got you. He believed that you'll never, halabashindia, come about of what you're in. He believed that you'll never defeat him at his tactics. He'll believe you'll throw in the towel. He'll believe that you'll get weary in well-doing. And he'll keep the pressing. He'll keep the fighting. He'll keep the pushing. He'll keep, come on, somebody, checking you to see if you're tired of this, see if you're weary, see if you're tired of believing, see if you're losing faith. He's going to keep checking in the war. They came and they compassed the city. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, master, how shall we do? He didn't say, what shall we do? How about Shika? Sometimes it's how you approach God for an answer. Sometimes we're not approaching God right to get the answers we need. Sometimes we want to approach God in flesh. Sometimes you want to approach God in fear. Sometimes you want to approach God in competitiveness. Good God Almighty, sometimes you want to confront God with envy. It's how you to God. That you will get your true answer if you come and talk to him proper. He didn't say, what shall we do? Because that would be fearful. That would show he's intimidated. He's looking around all these chariots and horses and all of these men surrounding the city, coming at the man of God. I gotta finish what I was saying about with the cost to help. That's why you got to pray for your leader. That's why you got to stand by your leader. Y'all ain't hear me. That's why you got to make sure your leader is all right in every area of his life, of her life, because there's a price he has to pay. There's a price he has to pay. There's warring he got to do. Good God Almighty. And a larger host, Abba Shiketa, comes at the leader, at the head, for helping you to the next level. That was the word concerning the price. The man of God said, how shall we do? God Almighty. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Whenever you get to come up against some things, you look at the enemy and say, God, how are we going to do this? Hey, shababasha. You don't get fearful. You don't lose faith. You don't faint. You don't, come on, somebody. You don't lose your faith. Good God Almighty, just go to God and say, God, how are we going to do this thing here? Hey, Shabbat. You don't faint and have your knees buckling, sweating, can't sleep at night. I don't know what to do, God. God, I'm tired of this. See, you're coming at God wrong. God, I can't take no more. You're coming at God wrong. How about Shia? You got to step up to your father and say, Master, how are we going to do this? Come on, somebody. 2 Kings 20, Jehoshaphat ran down a whole list of things. How about Shika? When he was surrounded by the Moabites and the Amorites, and he had like three armies attacking him. Glory be to God. And you know what? He didn't even pay him no attention. He just started praising God. Halabashia. He just started talking to God. Halabashindia. He just started glorifying God. Halabashanda. Then he got down about the 10th, 11th verse. He said, oh, and now, God, huh? How are we going to do this? Halabashika. It's how you approach God. Shows your confidence in his power. Your confidence in his words. How about your confidence in his power? You'll come at him a certain way. The servant jumped up and he was a little afraid now. Oh, he was a little afraid. He said, "Alas, master, how shall we do this thing?" And Elijah answered, he said, "Fear not, for they that be with us." Good God Almighty. Do you know who's all with you? Do you know who's all on your side? Do you know who's all helping you fight your battles? Oh, it's more than just your pastor. It's more than just the deacon. It's more than just the prayer warrior. Y'all ain't talking back to me yet tonight if you could. Good God Almighty, but I want to let you know you got a whole host with you. He said, "They that be with us," hallelujah, ababasha, "far more outweigh what you're going through, what's attacking you." Glory be to God. You may seem like it's too hard to bear, but when you got that much help, you can carry anything. Good God Almighty. When you have the help that you have, you can fight through anything. You can make it through anything. Good God Almighty. He said, listen, glory be to God, "They that be with us are more than they that be with them." Good God Almighty. You got to know that God is more than your circumstance. How about he's more than your situation? He's more than your strength level. He's more than your education level. He's more than your intellectual level. Good God Almighty, you got to know that God is more. He's more than that devil attacking you. He's more than the demons. He's more than the cravings. He's more. He's more. And he don't always mean in numbers. I want to show you tonight before I go. He don't only mean in numbers. He's not just talking. He's more in numbers. He's more in authority. He's more in love. He's more in caring about your soul. He said, "They that be with us," habasha, "is more than they that be with them." And I know sometimes things can get hard. And I know sometimes things can get rough and tough. And glory be to God, sometimes the battle can go on so long, glory be to God, that you get a little weary. The Bible says even the youth shall be weary and suffer lack. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So there's nothing wrong with getting weary in the battle. It's nothing wrong with lacking the tools or skills that you need. Hallelujah. But if you wait on the Lord, you're going to see that he's going to cause you to mount up. And in 2021, it's time for us to mount up. It's time for us to put some things under our feet. And glory be to God, and refuse to let them rise back up again. Glory to God. Come on, this New Year's Eve, I want you to declare and decree, glory to God, that 2021 is done. Whatever you need is done. Whatever needs to stop is done. Whatever mountain you couldn't climb is done. You climbed it. How about take out whatever valley you was in? It's done. You're coming out. Whatever wilderness experience you're going through, it's over. He said, because they that be with us, how about it's so much more than they that be with them. So Elijah prayed and said, "I pray, Lord, open their eyes." This is what this new year got to bring to you. It got to bring a new way of seeing things. Hadabashia. The scales must fall from your eyes. There's got to be a spiritual awakening inside of you this year. And I know we say it every year, And we find little catchy rhymes to go with every year, the good God Almighty. But I'm telling you tonight, open up your eyes. 2021, it's going to be done. He said, I pray, open his eyes. You know, people got eyes and seeing not. Do you know Stevie Wonder can see better than a whole lot of folk? Because you don't need to see in the natural. The Bible declares if your eye offend you, don't you know that your eyes can be offensive? And I'm not talking about looking with bad thoughts. Your eyes can be offensive when it sees something that can't see God in it. When you're looking at things that can't see what God is saying. When you're looking right at things that can't see. Hatorosha, it's an offense. And the Bible declares that if your eyes offend you, you're better off plucking them things out. How about Chica? So you can enter into heaven. How about? He said, Lord, open his eyes. His eyes had to be open to see all them horses and chariots, right, y'all? He's talking about another eye. And it's time for you to tell God in 2021, open my eyes for real, God. For real. Let me see how you see. For the Bible declares that man seeth not as how God seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance. But God, the way he sees, look at the heart. We can see in. Oh, glory be to God. It's a discerner of thoughts. And the intents of the heart. The next verse says, neither there any creature that is not made manifest in his sight. For all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him who we have to do. God sees all and knows all. Seeing then that you have such a great high priest that's passed into the heavens, Jesus Christ the righteous, hold on to your profession. For we have not a high priest that cannot be touched by the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, just as you are, yet without sin. So he already see what you're going through. He's already got more with you than that's against you. Good God Almighty, all you have to do right now in 2021 is open up your eyes. Ask God to open up your eyes. We're getting close to closing. Hallelujah. He said, open up the eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man. And he saw. Challenge you tonight. What are you seeing? What do you see God doing for you? What do you see as the will of God for your life? What do you see yourself next year? He opened his eyes and he saw. Do you see God as a miracle working God? Do you see God as the answer to your situation? Do you see God as the power of God that worketh salvation? What do you see God as? A place to go to a building? A place to get happy? You see God as something to feel good? A hiding place? Yeah, he's a hiding place. He's a refuge, but not for you to hide. Not just for you to just say, okay, well, I don't like what I used to do when I was younger, so hey, I love my church life. But not that Moshika. He's more. But what do you see him as? The Bible declares, verse 17, he opened up his eyes and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about the man and woman of God. Do you know that those were angels? That's what I'm telling you tonight. Do you know that the angels of the Lord encamp round about them that fear him to deliver them? Do you see that in the word of God? Do you believe that? Glory be to God that there's angels that's encamped round about you whose sole purpose is to deliver you. Do you got angels that minister to you? You got angels to war for you. You got pastors to preach to you. Oh, there's more with you than it is against you. You may feel like the whole world is against you now because you've been trying to fight that battle alone. But woman of God, man of God, hallelujah, servant of God, I'm telling you tonight, there's more with you. You may not be able to see sometimes, but trust me, glory to God, there's more with you than there is against you because he's not going to let you go down. Angel's job is to deliver. While I'm right here, I got to touch this. The only way they can't do their job if we decommission them. And a lot of times we are doing it because we don't understand that we're doing it. God sent angels to camp round about you, and we won't even talk to them. We ignore them. We live our life as if they're not even around us. We have gotten so cold to the spiritual things, so blind to the things of God. You don't recognize, glory be to God, that there's angels walking with you every day of your life, every minute, every second, and you're living a life, glory be to God, out of a shinda, and the devil is laughing, toying at the angels. He won't even let y'all help. He won't even speak to y'all to go send something up to God. Hallelujah. Do you know every word that comes out your mouth? The angels are, it's angels assigned to catch it and take it up to the throne. Every tear bottled up, take it up to the throne. But do you know when you speak negative words, the angels can't touch them? So who do you think grab them? Satan and his angels grab them, and they take them to Satan. And they say, listen to what she said. She said, I hate him. I'm sick of this. You ain't nothing. See, oh, and they take those words and take them to Satan. And he build his plot. You have to watch your words, people of God. You have to recognize, glory be to God, that you have a heavenly host around you. You have link angels that link up in the time of war. Far more than the enemy has. But you got to ask God to get you sensitive to the things of God. In 2021, you got to say, I'm done. I'm done walking in the flesh. I'm done being carnal minded. I'm done being sensitive to the things of the world, and I'm going to be sensitive to the things of God. But you have to see it like that. Glory to God. For there must first be a willing mind, the Bible declares. And that willing mind meaning your way of seeing things, your way of interpreting things. See, they're talking about your soul realm now. Glory be to God. There has to be a birthing in your soul to say 2021. I'm done. It's more than just a spirit relationship with God. Everybody can feel the spirit, especially when it's high. How about Shika? Everybody has flesh. But who open up their soul? Whenever you go in the spirit realm, whenever you're praising, whenever you're praying, see all that spirit. It has nothing to do with your soul, your strength, your might. But when you start worshiping, praising in the spirit, you got to go over to worship and open up your soul and say, God, work on my soul realm. I'm tired of feeling good. I'm tired of shouting. I'm tired of speaking in tongues. No, I need my soul worked on. 2021 is done. Those who want a soul relationship, it's done. I declare and decree unto you, Hatabushanda, the gates to your soul have been enlarged and open. Hatokosha, in the name of Jesus, it's opened right now. Receive it right now. It's open up to you. Habashinda, a soul conversion. I'm not talking about spirit. Habashindia. Spirit is like playing in the rain. When it rained, we as kids, when I was a kid, we used to run out in the rain and open up our mouth and let the rain hit our face. You're praying in the rain. Just because you go to church and you shout, you speak in tongues, and us all, listen, that's just praying in the rain. If you're not opening up your soul, hatakosha, and being honest before your God, and say, Lord, I need this done. I need that done. I need this done. How are we going to do this? How am I coming out of this? How do I take authority over that? Huh? Then you're praying in the rain, people of God. But in 2021, it's done. It's done to those who want more. It's done for you. Let me move on. Pray God I don't run out of time. Got to tell you what God is saying. So he said, there was chariots of fire round about. And when they came down to him, Elijah prayed unto the Lord and said, smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. Let me tell you something. God can blind the enemy. He can make you invisible in the sight of the enemy. I'm not going to go further along because I got to go further. I got to move forward. And Elijah said unto them, this is not the way, neither is this the city. He said, follow me. 2021, it's time to listen. Listen close. Listen to leadership. Listen, they not God. Hallelujah. We're not perfect, but we've been through this thing enough to give you some instructions, Haraboshindia, on how to get to the next place you're going to. He said, follow me. He said, this is not the place. And some of us are trying to operate in the wrong place. We have to find our place in God. And God will bear witness with somebody else what place you're supposed to be in, not what place you want to be in. Uh-oh, I'm not making some friends right now tonight. But it's not about where you want to be. It's about where God said you're supposed to be. So he said, this is the wrong place. This is not the way. It's the wrong city. He said, follow me. He said, I will bring you to the man whom you seek. But get him to Samaria. See, sometimes you can't tell somebody everything. You just have to lead them. Because a lot of people would not have went to Samaria. Come on, you Bible scholars. You know the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And so they would have never followed him there. And sometimes you just got to trust the Holy Ghost. Sometimes you just got to trust your spirit. It may seem like it's the wrong place. Or you may not even know where you're going. Just follow the Holy Ghost. Follow the leader. You're going to wind up in a place that you even know how you got there. When you follow. A lot of people these days don't want to follow. Everybody want to lead. Somebody got to follow somebody. Just follow me. But he led them to Samaria. And it came to pass when they were come into the Samaria, that Elijah said, "Now open their eyes. Certain things ain't for you to see yet. I don't know where I'm going here, but I gotta move fast. So everything ain't for you to see. You don't need no prophecy yet. You need a prayer life. You don't need no prophecy. You need a relationship. How about Cynthia? You don't need no word from God. You need a heart change. Everybody want a word? No, get a prayer life, and you'll get a word." But he got them there. Then he said, "Open their eyes. Now it's time for them to see." And these men that were, that they may see. And the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw, and behold, they were in the midst of Samaria. And the king said, I've just got to read this out so we can move on to my verses. And the king said to Elijah, when he saw them, "My father, shall I smite them? Shall I smite them?" And he said, he answered, "Thou shalt smite them. Oh, and thou shalt not smite them. Wouldest thou smite those whom thou hast taken captive with the sword and with the bow?" I got to touch this and go. He said, will you kill them that you've captured, Haba Shaitan, with the sword? The sword is the word of God. And God don't want you to take the word, bring somebody captive, and then kill them. I'm going to leave that open for interpretation wherever you at with God. You ask God to give you revelation. God don't have you capture somebody's soul with the word of God, and you can't keep them alive. We got more churches killing more folk than feeding them. We're capturing them, but we're killing them. And the man of God says, do you want to really kill something that you captured through the word? Oh, I got to go. He said, no. Eat and drink. I know they're your enemy. Eat and drink. I want to encourage you tonight. Eat and drink. 2021, eat and drink, for the journey is far too great. Eat and drink. Prepare a table. Presence of your enemies. And be ready to eat and drink. Yeah, they was your enemy. But God said, I'm going to prepare this table in the presence of your enemies. Invite them to dinner. Good God Almighty. Right while they're talking about you, invite them. Right while they're hating on you, invite them to dinner. Good God Almighty. Right while they're wishing you evil, invite them to the dinner table. Because God has prepared it for you. Turn with me over to close out chapter 7. I should have saved a little more time. And chapter 7, glory be to God. But here at verse 1 of chapter 7, the same Elisha, the same story, just skipping over a little bit. You know the famine was going on. And Elijah said, hear the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord, tomorrow about this time, a measure of fine flour should be sold for a shekel, 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Then a Lord whose hand the king leaned on answered the man of God. You need to lean on the Lord's hand. But don't only seek his hand, seek his heart. But who are you leaning on? He leaned on the Lord. Good God Almighty. He answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, there was a famine, and the man of God was saying, listen, prices is going up. People are losing their jobs. Hospitals are full. Kids are running the streets rapidly. There's a falling away from the church. Y'all don't hear me yet. Oh, he said, it's a tough time that we're living in. And things are getting hard out there. But he said, glory be to God. If the Lord, watch this, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be? He said, I don't care how bad it gets, long as there's windows in heaven. Good God Almighty. Somebody ought to believe that right now. Your situation is going to be all right, long as there's windows in heaven. You know evil shall befall thee, long as there's windows in heaven. Your financial blessing is on the way, long as there's windows in heaven. He said, if this thing, shall it really be, long as there's windows in heaven? Glory to God. No, because God will open up the windows of heaven and pour out your blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. Good God Almighty. And the man of God said in verse 3 that there were four lepers at the entering in of the gate. And the one said to another, why sit ye here and die? Well, glory be to God. The main thing in that is he's asking, why sit here? If you're going to be sitting, then you ought to be sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. If you're just going to be sitting, you ought to be sitting in the place where God placed you. Come on, somebody. You ought to be sitting, glory to God, in the perfect will of God. He said, why are we sitting here? Why are we staying here? It's a new year coming. Why sit ye where you at? Why continue operating where you at? Why keep doing what you've been doing all year? Good God Almighty, you did it all 2020. Good God, but 2021, it got to be done. He said, why sit ye here and die? He said, if we get up. See, the wind, God got windows in heaven, but you got to get up. You got to do something. Oh, yeah, it's a lot going on, but as long as there's windows in heaven, if you get up and follow the Holy Ghost, you shall not lack in any area. He said, why sit ye here and die? He said, if we go, then the king is going to kill us. But if we stay, he said, if we go into the city, the famine is going to get us. He said, but if we go, who knows? We may find favor. I'm ad-libbing for the sake of time. Well, lo and behold, they entered into the city. He said, guess what? He said, if we will enter into the city, then there's a famine and we're going to die. And if we sit here, we die also. Therefore, come, let us go into the host of the Syrians who've been looking for them. And if they save our life, we'll live. And if they kill us, we will but die. That's why I said I'm going to go back to that scripture. Will not fear what man can do. Don't you be afraid when you have to deal with men from any position. Whatever it is, so be it. Just ask God how we're going to do this. He said, so what? Let's just go deal with it. Long story short, for the sake of time, they went into the camp. Lo and behold, there was nobody around. They got all the food they wanted to eat. They was making trips back and forth of silver and gold. For God caused the Syrians to hear an army coming at them. And they said, Israel hired Egypt, and they hired another army, and here they come to get us. And they ran and left everything. Good God Almighty, Halabashenda. God will cause you to sound like an army all by yourself. You'll be a wrecking ball all by yourself. David said, through it, God, I leaped over walls. I ran through troops. David said, I beat them down as the dust. I want to let you know in 2021, it's done for you. You just got to open up your eyes and say, God, show me that there's more with me than that's against me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So that you'll know that the Lord is on your side in 2021. It is done. And God be the glory. Make it out to a watch night service so that God can open your eyes up and show you the next level. He has it waiting for you. Amen. God bless you. I'm Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministries. Come on out. Come on out, New Year's Eve. We're having a New Year's Eve service. And we have a 3-minute open mic. Come on out and let the Lord use you. Have his way. We thank you. We greet you. We want to be in your corner and make you a champion. Because if it's in the Word, it's undisputed. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hi, everybody. It was an awesome word tonight. Praise God. We give God the glory for Bishop Thurman A. Butler for coming on tonight to be a blessing to us on tonight. So I'm just asking everybody, praise God, if you would like to be a blessing to the ministry, it is a ministry, Undisputed Truth Ministry. You can, I guess you can use this Cash App, and if you got a pencil or something, I can give it to you, or you can call me, or I'll give you their number. But be a blessing to the ministry. Bishop has been coming on every week and been a blessing to us. Amen. So his Cash App is $BISHOPBEE42. Let me say that one more time. $BISHOPBEE42. Be a blessing to the man of God. This is the end of year, and we want to make sure that we keep on, you know, sowing into the kingdom of God. And as you sow, I'm praying that God will bless you abundantly. God bless you all, and thank you for coming on. Don't forget to come back. Amen. Bishop be back on next week, on next Tuesday. God bless you all, and have a wonderful, wonderful new year. And let's have a blessed time in our new year. We know God is going to do great and mighty things. Be blessed, everybody. Have a wonderful night.